The 4Ps project is funded by the South Western Railway Customer and Communities Improvement Fund. To find out more, check out southwesternrailway.com or go to the Vectis Radio website.
Hello, my name is Sam and welcome for another week of Premier League news. Liverpool beat Wolves 2-1, with French defender Konate scoring his first ever Premier League goal, which helped Liverpool get top of the table for the time being. Fulham beat Nottingham Forest 1-0, with a penalty scored by Jimenez to secure the 3 points. Everton beat Crystal Palace 2-1, which isn't bad for the second best club in Liverpool. Chelsea beat Brighton 4-2, with Cole Palmer scoring all 4 goals. Wow, what a player. Must be tired carrying the whole club on his back. Brentford and West Ham drew 1-1, with West Ham continuing to get their bubble popped. Arsenal beat Leicester 4-2, with Arsenal continuing their consistent good form. Newcastle and Man City drew 1-1, with City dropping points, which leaves Arsenal and Liverpool fans, including myself, begging on our hands and knees for that to continue. No offence to City fans. Tottenham beat Manchester United 3-0 and has left rumours of Gary Neville buying a Man City shirt and joining Oasis. Ipswich and Aston Villa drew 2-2. Not much to speak about here. Good point for Ipswich, I guess. And finally, Bournemouth beat Southampton 3-1, which will not help former Arsenal keeper Ramsdale, who moved to Southampton at the end of August. That's it for this week. See you next time for more Premier League news.